ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Yud Amid Bey said that B'derech Sha'adam Reitzel Leilech Me'ilich Anaisai. The Marsha says that from the fact that it doesn't say that Me'ilich Aysai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it says in Lashon Rabbim of Me'ilich Anaisai, the Pshat is that because from every machshava, dibur, and maisa that a person has, he creates a malach according to that inyan, whether it's l'toiv or l'ra. So, b'derech sh'adam roitzei leilech means that the rishus is given in the hands of a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to choose what he wants. Because ha'kol bidei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. But according to the rotzen and the das of the person, Ma'ilichin Oisei means that those malachim that were created from that rotzen and machshava that he has within him, they are ma'ilichim to takefir ois his derech that he was beicher for himself. B'derech sha'odom roitzen leilech ma'ilichin Oisei, if a person is beicher chas v'sholem b'ra, and through those machshavais ois, he creates those malachim. So those malachim are meilechim in that derech hara. And who had din farkeret? If a person is boicher b'toiv, those machshavais toivais that he has to do that inyan toiv creates malachim. And those malachim are meilechim oisai to taka fir ois that machshava toiva that he had. Next inyan. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, "Omer Rav Yehuda Marav Kilul As Chacham Afilu Bechinam Hiba." That when a Chacham gives a klala, even if it's Bechinam, it still comes true. Minalan Me'achi Teifel Shebisha Shekara David Shisin. At the time that David was digging out the foundations of the Beis Hamikdash, Kafa Tahaima Ba'al Lemishtefal La'Alma. So the Tahaim came up and came and wanted to flood the world. Omar Mahu Lichtev Shema Chaspa Umishta Bitahoima Deleku Aduchte. What's the halacha? Can I write the shame of Hashem on a piece of earthenware and throw it into the tahoim that it should go back to its place? Lekod Omar Le Midi. Omar Kol Hayedea Dover Zev Einai Oimrai Yechonek Begroinai. Nosachi Teufel Kavachimer Baatzmai Omar Umalase Sholem Inishlishtoi Omra Teira Shemisha Nichta Vikdusha Yimoch Alamayim. Madoch, to make shalom between a man and his wife. The Torah says that my name that was written with Kedusha should be erased through the water. L'chol ha'ilam kulei l'kol shkein amar le'shari kosav shem ha'chaspa shadi ha'tahayim ha'nochas v'kam ha'duchte v'afilu ha'chiksiv ha'chitayfel ra kiloi neses ha'atzosai v'yachav eshes ha'chamar v'yokam ha'yelich al beisai al iray v'yitzav al beisai v'yichonek v'goymer. So the Gemara is saying that although David HaMelech said that the person who knows the answer to this shaila and doesn't say it, Yechonek Begroinei, should get strangled, and Achitofel said the answer, still we see that Achitofel ended up getting strangled. Now the Achroinim ask a question, that what was Bechlal the shaila over there? If the Tohoim is coming to flood the world, it's a matter of Pikuach Nefashais. Pikuach Nefashais is Deicha Kol HaTera Kula. So why shouldn't it be Deicha the Isra of Mechikas Hashem? And furthermore, even Achitofel did not say that it's Mutter Alts Pikuach Nefashais. He came up with a Kavol Chaymer from Saita. Why didn't he just say Pashit? It's Mutter because of Pikuach Nefashais. Darch Laner talks about this. The Ben Yoyada, others. The Birchas Avram wants to say that Vibalt the Isra of Mechikas Hashem comes from this that the Torah says in Dvarim Yudbeis, Vibadetem Eshemam, and then Loisasun Kein Lashem Aleikechem. The Torah says you should destroy the name of Avodah Zarah. And then the Torah says Loisasun Kein Lashem Aleikechem. So someone that's Meichik as Hashem, he's Ki'ilu treating the Shem Hashem, Chas V'Shalem, like Avodah Zarah. Just like Avodah Zarah, there's a mitzvah of Ibadatem Eshemam, you should destroy the Shem of Avodah Zarah. If he's doing that to the Shem Hashem, he's ki'ilu showing that he's treating the Shem Hashem like Avodah Zarah. Oibazoi is being koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being moiden Avodah Zarah. Therefore, he wants to say that this goes into Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin at the end of Ensayin Rumeira tells us that not only is there a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar on the Gimel Averis Chamurais themselves, but even on Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, which means anything that has a shaychis to Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Damim, is there a chiyuv mesiras nefesh? So since this has a shaychis to Avodah Zarah, mechikas Hashem, there wouldn't be a heter of pikuach nefashis. So what was David HaMelech Safik? Zok the Birchas Avraham, that you could say that the whole inyan of mechika is only when it's done ba'ofen hashchasa, in a way of destruction. But if it's done b'tayras hishtamshus, that it's for the benefit of the world, and b'miyuchid, when it's for hatzalah, so maybe then that's not the iser. You're being mishtamesh with the Shem Hashem to save the world. That's what Achitofel learned with the Kal Vachomer from Saita. Because it's mistaver that any inyan of Abisrayu Avodah Zarah, the Torah wouldn't be matter that at all, ever. So Bal Korchach, the pshat is that since he's erasing the Shem Hashem b'Toiras Hishtamshus, to use that as a way of being mevarer if the woman was mezana or not, so it's not usher. And from that, Achitofel made a Kal Vachomer that if, to make Sholem initially Ishtai, for that Hishtamshus, you are allowed to do it, so Kal Vachomer, if you're being Mishtamish with the Shem Hashem, to be matzel the world. Another point that the Birchas Avraham brings out from our Gemara is that if you see that a Kilul HaSchacham Afilu Bechinam Hiba, that means even though Achitofel wasn't really deserving that of this klala coming true, because Lamaisa he did tell David the psak, but still we see that the klala came true. So Kolshkein, when it comes to a bracha of a tzaddik, where we know that the midah toiva of the Eibishter is 500 times greater than the midas poranos, like Rashi brought on Heomid Beis. So for sure, if a chacham gives a bracha, even if it's bechinam, even if it's because he thought that the person had a certain maila, and really it's not true, so it's really a bracha bechinam, for sure, that will come true. And like the Gemara says in Baba Basar, Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph, that Rav Pinchas Bar Chama Darshan from a pasuk that Kol Sheyesh Lo Yechoyle B'Seich Beisa Yelech Eitzel Chacham B'Yevakesh Olav Rachamim. Anyone that has a sick person in his house, he should go to a chacham to daven for him. And the Rama brings this in Yeridea, Simen Shin Lamed Hei Sif Yud. Next inyan. The Mishnah Daf Yud Alpha Amid Aleph says that Echad Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha Ve'Echad HaMeruba B'Begodim Ve'Echad She'ovar Mimshichusai Machzirin Esarei Tzeach. So whether a person was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, or whether he just became a Kohen Gadol through the fact that he had the extra begodim, or if he was removed from his position of being the Kohen Gadol, which Rashi explains that, let's say there was a psul in the Kohen Gadol, and somebody else took over when the first Kohen Gadol was Nisrape, he gets back his Avoida, and this person is Avar Mimshichusai. All these people are machzir in a sarei tzeach. Rav Yehuda holds, even a mashuach melchama is also machzir sarei tzeach. The Gemara on Yud Alpha Mid Beis clears a shayla. Iboyeluhu, b'misas kulon hu chayzer, oidilma b'misas echad mehen. Does the Mishnah mean that only through the misa of all these three kaihanim, gedoylim, he comes back, or according to Rav Yehuda, all four, oidilma, or maybe b'misas echad mehen, or maybe even the misa of one of them is enough? Toshma, that the Gemara brings a raya. Nigmar dinai b'loi kayin gadol. The next Mishnah says that if a person had a Gemar din without a kayin gadol, eina yoytze misham la'olam, he can never leave the ir miklat. V'im isa, Lihader b'dahanoch. Now, if you're going to tell me that Misas Echad Mehen is enough, so who cares that it was Nigmar Dinai with one of the Kehanim Gedolim, but let him come back with one of the other ones? And that the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya b'daleka. We can say that it means there were no Kehanim Gedolim whatsoever. Nigmar Dinai b'lei Kehan Gadol means there was no one. Comes along the Gvura Sari and says, Pshat in the Gemara Shaila, that the Gemara is clearing only ba'oifin that there was taka more than one Kohen Gadol around Bishas, his Gemara Din. On that, the Gemara is clearing, do you need Misas Kulon or Misas Echad Mehen is enough? But what happens if there was only one Kohen Gadol around at the time of his Gemara Din? Then Avada, it's enough with the Misa of that Kohen Gadol. And he wants to prove this from the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says, Echad Moshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, Ve'echad Amaruba B'Begadim, Ve'echad Shavam M'Shichusa M'Achzirin Saritzeach. Whether he's a Moshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, or whether he's a Maruba B'Begadim, or whether he's Avar M'Shichusa M'Achzirin Saritzeach. What do you mean? Echad this, Echad that. If you need all of them, so it should say that you need all of them to die. Echad, Echad is mashma that each one of them has a power to be machzor the reitzeach. And furthermore, it says, Rav Yehuda Omer, af Moshuach Melchama machzor the reitzeach. Even the Moshuach Melchama can also be machzor the reitzeach. If you need all of them, so Rav Yehuda should be saying that even the Moshuach Melchama is ma'akev, the Reitzeach, from being able to come back. Don't say even the Mashuach Melchama makes you come back. He should have said even the Mashuach Melchama is Ma'akev in him coming back. If without his death, he can't come back. So it's Mashma from the Mishnah that each one of these people has a power to be Machzor the Reitzeach. Aye, what's the Gemara Shaila? Zok the Gvura Sari, the Gemara is clearing in a case where Taka B'Shas the Gemara Din, all these Kehanim Gedolim are around. So maybe then you need Misas Kulon, or no. Maybe even then Misas Echad Mehen is enough. But Avada, if there was only one Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din, Avada, that Misa of that one Kohen Gadol is enough. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Echad Moshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Ve'echad Amaruba B'Gadam. Echad Shavar M'Mshichusa M'Achzir Nesarei Tzeach. Rav Yehuda says, Af Moshuach M'Chama M'Achzir Nesarei Tzeach. Comes along to Aruch Laner and says you can't learn like the way the Gvura Sari is learning. Because then the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, do you need all of them to die or one of them is enough? Tashma, Nigmar Dinai V'Lai Kayin Gadol, Eino Yaitzei Misham La'ilam. The next Mishnah says that if he had a Gemara Din without a Kayin Gadol, he can never leave. Vim Isa, if you're going to tell me that Misas Echad Mehen is enough, Lihader B'Nahanach, let him come back through the Misa of the other Kehanim Gedolim. And so the Gemara is proving, it must be that you need Misas Kulon. Now, if you say like the Gvura Sari, that even the Tzad, that you need Misas Kulon, is only when all of them were around, but when they're not all around, then Avada, you don't need Misas Kulon, whoever's there, Bishas the Gemara Din is enough. So then it's Shver even on the Tzad of Misas Kulon. If Nigmar Dinai B'lei Kohen Gadol, the Gemara thinks there's other Kehanim Gedolim around, just this one isn't there. Good, so then according to the Gvura Sari, even if you hold B'Misas Kulon U'Chayzer, that's only whoever's around Bishas the Gemara Din. But Avada, if there's one Kohen Gadol who's not here, Avada, whoever's there, is enough to be Machzer him. So then it's Shver on both Stadim. Obviously, Zok D'Aruch Laner, that no Misas Kulon U'Chayzer means that you need all the Kehanim Gedolim that are mentioned in the Mishnah to be Nifter. You need all of them to die. And Lefize, he says that during the times of Bayesheni, when there was no Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, like Rashi says, on the Mishnah, on Yedalf Amid Aleph, that from the times of Yeshio ve'Eloch, it was Nignaz, the Shem and HaMishcha, they became Kehanim Gedolim through the Riboy Begadim. So in the times of Vayesheni, there would be no such thing as a Reitzeach coming back from their miklot on the tzad of Misas Kulanu Chayzer, he would talk and not come back. And it's Mamish Apella on the Gvura Sari. How did the Gvura Sari learn the Toshma of the Gemara? It's a Tzarechi and Gadol. But Al Koponim, the Aruch Laner is telling us that on the tzad of Misas Kulanu Chayzer, you need all the Kehanim Gedoyle mentioned in the Mishnah to die. Now, the problem is, the Mefarshim are bothered that how's it shayach to have in one tkufa, at one shot, all the Kehanim Gedoyle mentioned in the Mishnah? How could you have a Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha and a Meruba B'Godim and an Avar Mimshichusai all living at the same time that you could say B'Misas Kulanu Chayzer? The Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, Rashi told us, are the Kehanim Gedolim that were till Yeshayahu. Meruba B'Godim are the Kehanim Gedolim that were Meshamish from Yeshayahu Ve'Elach when it was Nignas L'Shemen HaMishcha. So how could we have all these Kehanim Gedolim around at one time that we could say B'Misas Kulanu Chayzer? So the sheet of the Meiri and the Marshal is that Enochanami, when the Gemara clears on Amid Beis, Misas Kulanu Chayzer, it just means the Kayan Ha'oived and the Kayan Sha'ovar. But it doesn't mean that you need the Mashuach V'Shemen HaMishcha and the Meruba Begadim. It means, do you need the one who's at the main Kayan Gadol, the Kayan Ha'oived, plus the Kayan Sha'avar Mimshichusai? Or is it enough with just one of them? But Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha and Meruba B'Godim are both in the category of Kayan Ha'oived in two different Zmanim in history. However, the Ritva understood that the Gemara means literally B'Misas Kulon, it means all three of them, the Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, the Meruba B'Godim, and the Avar Mimshichusai. So says the Ritva, how is it possible to have all of them at one shot? So he wants to say that the case is where it was Taka before the times before Yeshayahu, and the case is where the Kohen Moshuach went to a certain place and he was Nesakiv over there, or he got captured over there. So now we have to appoint another Kohen Gadol in his place. But Zok the Ritva, a klal, that ein moishchin shnei kehanim gedoylim bedar echad. We don't anoint two kehanim gedoylim in the same dar. So now we have a kohen that's Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha that was captured. We have another kohen gadol that's a meruba begadim. And now, let's say a psul happened to this second kohen gadol, the meruba begadim. So now we appointed another one in his place until his psul went away. So now, when the sheni gets better and he's chayzer l'mkaymai, so now the shlishi is a kohen sha'avar mimshichasai. And he says, mimshichasai is lav dafka, it means l'ribuyai. Like the Targum says, on a kohen ha-moshuach, he says the misraba. So we have all three possible to be around in one dar. However, Taisus in Nazir, Amem Zayin, Amad Aleph, and Dibur, Amaschol, V'chein Moshuach, and so too the Taisus Shans and Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz and Ar Sugya, they say that the case is possible, for example, Chilkiah, who was the kohen that was Moshuach in the times of Yeshayahu, when he went to Golus and the Shemin was Nignaz, they appointed instead of him Yehoitzadak HaKohen through Riboy Begodim, and then the Moshuach came back, so we have them both there, Bebasachas. Now, from the fact that these Bali HaToses did not say like the Ritva that it's Shayach even before the days of Yeshayahu, if the Kohen Moshuach was captured, it's Mashma that they argue on him and they hold that it is Shayach to anoint two Kehanim Gedolim in one door. The problem is that the Mekar of the Ritva is a Teres Kehanim. In Parshas Tzav, Parshas Gimel, on the pasuk of Yom Himoshach Oisai, Zok the Teres Kehanim Oisai, Lashon Yachid, Ein Moishchem Shnei Kehanim Gedoylim Keechad. So the Ritva has a Mefurshe Teres Kehanim. So what's the Pshat in these Balei HaToisvus? But the Pshat is that the Rashmi Shans over there on the Teres Kehanim says B'Yushalmi D'Yuma Ka'amar Taima Mishum Eva. The Yushalmi and Yuma says that the reason why you can't anoint two Kaihanim Gedolim at the same time is because of Eva. So Eibazai, the Mefarshim say, that Toisvis in Nazir and the Toisvis Shans, the Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, they hold that that's only if they're both around. But if the Kohen Gadol was captured, he's away, he's somewhere else, and he's not around, then Avada, there's no problem in being Moshech another Kohen Gadol in his place. May inyan le inyan b'aysay inyan. How taka do we paskin b'negeya this shayla of a misas kulan hu chayzer oidilma b'misas echad mehen? The Gemara doesn't seem to have a pshitas on the shayla. The Gemara tries to bring a toshma from nigmar dinay b'lay kohen gadol eina yaitzim yisham la'ilam, and if you're going to tell me that b'misas echad mehen hu chayzer, so let him come back b'dahanach. And that the Gemara says, it's not a raya. I could say b'daleka or talk about where there's no one there. So the Gemara is not paishut the shayla. So what's the halacha? Comes along the Rambam in Perek Zayin Mehilchus Reitzeach Halacha Yud, and he says Reitzeach shenigmar dinay legalus v'loy haya sham kayin gadol. A Reitzeach that had a gemar din for galus and there was no kayin gadol ve'ahayre kayin gadol v'loy haya sham kayin gadol acher. And let's say a person killed a kayin gadol and there was no other kayin gadol. Or let's say the Kohen Gadol killed and there was no other Kohen Gadol. Hare elu gailin ve'einan yaitzin me'ir miklat la'aylam. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, you see from this Rambam, that as long as there would be another Kohen Gadol, then he would go out. L'mashal, a Kohen Gadol killed someone. Zakhtar Rambam, if there was no other Kohen Gadol, so then he never leaves. But if there's another Kohen Gadol, he comes out. Why? If Mimisas Kulanu Chayzer, who cares there's another Kohen Gadol? But you need all of them. Zok the Mishnah LaMelech. So I see from the Rambam that the Rambam's paskening that Mimisas Echad Mehenu Chayzer. Frek the Mishnah LaMelech. Why should that be? Since it's a Boya Delay Ifshita, we should say that since it's Safik Kapara, that he should not go out unless you have Misas Kulam. Safik Kapara, we should go L'chumra and say that he only gets a Kapara if you have Misas Kulam. Zok the Mishnah LaMelech, that maybe the Rambam considers this Safik Nefashais, because if we're going to say that he cannot leave unless you have Misas Kulam, so if he's going to go out from the Ir Miklat, he's going to have a din of Hutar Damai. But he says, Lamaisa, the Rambam shouldn't have explained this. So it's Tzarechian. Now, comes along Rav Shmuel in Ois Shin Samaches, and he says, in the Iker Din of Sofik Nefashis Lahakel, we have a machloikis between the Rashbam and Baba Basra Dafnun that says that it's learnt out from Veshoftu Ha'eda, Vitzilu Ha'eda. And Tosis over there says, no, Ve'ein Nira. De belav hachi nami loy katli misveika da filu mamayna loy mafkinon misveika. Says Taisvis, you don't need v'shaftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda to explain why Safik nefashis lahakel, because you don't kill someone misafik, even mamin you don't take away misafik. So you don't take away a person's nefesh misafik. Zakhtrav Shmuel, that according to Taisvis, that the whole Vart of Safik Nefashis Lahakel is just because you can't kill someone Misafik, but there's no din miyuchad, no limud that Sveikai Lahakel. So then the svar of the Mishnah Lamelech is shver, because who cares that the Safik is negeyat to Nefashis, because if he's going to leave from the Ir Miklat, it's going to be Hutar Damai. But still, Misafik, we should say that each inyan is judged separately. Meaning, as far as Galus is concerned, we should say that he's not allowed to come back with Misas Echad Mehen, because it's a Safik of Mitzvahs Galus, it's a Safik Kapara, so we have to go L'chumra, that he doesn't have his Kapara unless you have Misas Kulon. But still, if he'll leave the Ir Miklat, we should say that it's Lo Yhutar Damai, and you're not allowed to kill him Misafik, because on that we should say Safik Nefashis Lahakel. And if the Goyal Adam will kill him, we shouldn't be able to kill the Goyal Adam because now we have a Safik Nefashis that way. That who says you can kill him? Maybe he had a right to kill this Reitzeach. When Azoy state in Minchas Chinuch a Mitzvah Tof Yud, that it's pasha to him, that it's usur to leave the Ir Miklat before all of them die, because Safik HaParo LaHachmir, and also someone that kills him if he left, B'Misas Echad Mehem, won't get killed because it's Safik Nefashis that way. So what's pshat in the Mishnah LaMelech, Zokt Rav Shmuel, but according to the Rashbam, that we learn it out from Ashaftu Ha'edah V'Tzilu Ha'edah, you can say that we learn out from there that it's a p'tur b'teiras vaday, that misafik, the Torah patterned him. So then the Mishnah LaMelech is very geshmak, because since the chiyuv of galus, although it's a kapara, but nichlal in it also is a din that hutar damai of the reitzeach if he left, so memela every safik galus is b'chlal safik nefashis, so he's patur b'teiras vaday. So therefore, he's allowed to leave from the Ir Miklat. Oy bazai, it's going to come out that if the Reitzeach left the Ir Miklat, b'misas echomahen, and the Goyal Adam killed him, the Goyal Adam will be killed for that. Because since Misveika, he was niftar b'teiras vadai from his chiyuv yeshiva in the Ir Miklat, and his din is to be able to leave from the Ir Miklat, memelo the Goyal Adam is nerag olav, and certainly acherim are neragim olav. So b'kitzur, what Rav Shmuel is saying is that that the Mishnah LaMelech is saying that the Rambam paskind that Misas Echad Mehen is enough to be chayzer is based on the klal of Safik Nefashis Lahakel, that's Toluy in the Machlokes Rishonim, if the din of Safik Nefashis Lahakel is a psak vadai, or it's just the din that misfeka loikatlino le al derech, the din that we're not mitzi mamin misafik. If it's just the din that misafik, we can't kill him, so then we should dan each inyan kishala atzma. That means, as far as his right to be able to leave Galus, we should say it's a Safik Kapara. We can't allow him to come back home, Misafik. He is Safik Kapara Lahachmir. However, Le'inyin, if he left, do we say Hutar Dome that the Goyal Adam can kill him? No. Maybe Misas Echemhen is enough to be Chayzer. What happens if the Goyal Adam killed him? Okay, so we can't kill the Goyal Adam either, because maybe he did have a right to kill him. Each inyan we should dance separately. Whereas, according to the Rashbam, that it's a halacha that's nilmat from a pasuk, that v'shoftu ha'edah v'tzilu ha'edah, so then you can hear that since there is safik nefashis pasuk ba in this nidain, so we paskin that b'teiras vadai, that safik nefashis lahakel, so now it's oiske paskint, that this person has a right to come back from their miklat. So now that it's gepaskent like that, if the Goyal Adam will kill him, the Goyal Adam will be neragolov. Next inyan. The Mishnah says, Misha nigmar dinoi meis kayan gadol hareze enoi goyla. If once he had a gmar din, the kayan gadol dies, he doesn't go to galus. The Gemara explains, b'shem abaya, that it's a kavachoymer madoch, someone that went to galus already, leaves with the Misas Kohen Gadol, so definitely someone that didn't go to Golos yet, ein oidin shaloi yigle. The Mishnah continues, im ad shaloi nigmar dinoi meis Kohen Gadol, uminu Kohen achar tachtav ulachar mikei nigmar dinoi, chayzer b'misase shal sheni. If before he had a gmar din, the Kohen Gadol died, and they appointed another Kohen Gadol in his stead, and afterwards it was nigmar dinai, so then he comes back with misase shal sheni. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Amrav kahana domakrav yosha bo ad moisa kain hagadol asher moshach oisei b'shemen hakodesh, that it means zesha nimshach b'yamav. This one that was nimshach after he became a reitzeach, it's his misa that makes the reitzeach be able to return. Frek the Gemara, my havalei lemevad. What should this Kohen Gadol have done? A regular Kohen Gadol, the Gemara explained on Amud Aleph, that he should have davened They should have davened that such a thing shouldn't happen, and they didn't. But over here, he wasn't the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. So why is it? Why? What does it have to do with him? He should have davened that this Ritzicha should have a Gemar Din L'schus, and he was not Mevakesh. The question is, what does that mean? Are we saying that the Beis Din made a mistake? Why should the Kohen Gadol get an einish for not being mispalel that the Dayanim should make a mistake? If they paskin on him that he's chayiv galus, that means that was the psak. So what's the Kohen Gadol shuldig for not being mispalel that they should make a mistake? So the Tshuva Me'ava in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Sadi Dalit answers, Al Pi the Gemara Sanhedrin Yerzayit Amad Aleph, that says, Amrav Kahana Sanhedrin Sharou Kula L'chayva Paitrinaisai, that if the whole Sanhedrin paskins that a person is Chayiv Misa, then we pater him. We need at least one Dayan to say that he's pater. But if all the Dayanim unanimously say that he's Chayiv, then we pater him. Zok the Tshuva Me'ava. So that's what it means over here, that the Kohen Gadol that was Nismana after the Ritzicha should have been Mispalel Sheyigmar Dinoi L'schus. The Loi Bikesh means that he should have been Mispalel that every single Dayan, without an exception, should paskin that he's Chayiv Golos. And if it's a unanimous decision, the halacha is that he'll be Potter. The Mishnah continues, Nigmar Dinoi B'loi Kohen Gadol. What if he had a Gemar Din with that and there was no Kohen Gadol? B'shas the Gemar Din. V'ahayre Kohen Gadol, or someone that killed the Kohen Gadol. V'Kohen Gadol Shaharag, or the Kohen Gadol that killed somebody else. Eina Yaitse Misham Le'oilam. In all these three cases, they can never leave the Ir Miklot. Comes along the Ritva and says, B'shem Rashi, it's not a Rashi that we have Lefoneinu. But he says that this halacha, that ha'hayre kohen gadol or kohen gadol shaharag, eina yaitse misham le'olam, that's, for example, where it was nigmar dinai before they appointed another kohen gadol. But if they appointed another kohen gadol before the gemar din, then it has the din, like we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, that if they're minu acher tachtov, after the Ritzicha, but before the Gemar Din, so then he comes back with the Misa of that Kohen Gadol. On that comes along the Ritva, and he says, V'loi Nihira, Chada mi de pasik v'tani stam, v'oi de meresha shamin Allah. First of all, the fact that the Mishnah said, Stam, that Ahayri Kohen Gadol or Kohen Gadol Shoharag, Eina Yaitzim Misham Laylam, and the Mishnah's not Mechalik, it sounds like he's never allowed to leave, no matter what. It won't help the fact that they appointed another Kohen Gadol before the Gemar Din. And furthermore, says the Ritva, if it's true that we apply the regular Din, that Minu Acher Tachtav, he's going to be Chayzer with that person's Misa, so then we already know this Din from the Reisha. There's no new Din going on over here. Therefore, Zok the Ritva, that no. Even if there was a Kohen Gadol when, at the time of the Gemar Din, still the Mishnah saying, Eina Yaitzi Misham La'olam. And it's Exeris HaKosuv, that the Torah did not give a kapara with the Misa of a Kohen Gadol, except when there's no Shaychis to the Kohen Gadol in the Ritzicha. Sigh if the Kohen Gadol was the Ritzeach, and sigh if the Kohen Gadol was the Nirtzach. If there's any Shaychis to the Kohen Gadol in the Ritzicha, on that there's no kapara with Misa's Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was only mentioned in the parasha for the kapara. But if there's any shaychis in the Ritzicha itself, then there's no halacha that he goes out with Misas Kohen Gadol. And he says, Ve'efshir shatam ha'kosuv mepnei she'ha'ovein chomor me'oid. It could be that the reason is because since the Aveira is so chomor, if the Kohen Gadol killed somebody else, that's a terrible Aveira, that the Kohen Gadol himself came Liday, an Aveira of killing B'shoigeg, and somebody that killed the Kohen Gadol is Aveinei Chomer Ma'od. So On these Averes Chamurais, the Torah did not say a halacha of Misas Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, Eina Yetzei Misham La'olam. And then the Ritva says a third Shita, that we need the Kohen Gadol HaMechaper to be Nimtza B'Shasta Ritzicha. It's not enough that there's a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shasta Gemar Din. We need a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper also B'Shasta Ritzicha. So therefore, if the Kohen Gadol killed somebody else, we don't have a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha, because he was the Kohen Gadol at the time. It's not going to help that you appointed another Kohen Gadol B'Shas the Gemara Din, but there's no Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha, or someone that killed the Kohen Gadol. So there's no Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha. Therefore, he will not go out. So it comes out, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that there's two dinim in the Kohen Gadol. There is a din that the Kohen Gadol has to be there b'shas ritzicha and b'shas the gemar din. It's not enough b'shas ritzicha, like the Mishnah says. Nigmar dinay b'lay Kohen Gadol, eina yaitze misham la'ilam. On the other hand, the second halacha of Kohen Gadol shaharad, or Ha'hayre Kohen Gadol, eina yaitze misham la'ilam, that's because even though there is a Kohen Gadol b'shas the Gemar Din, but since there was no Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha, it also won't work. You need both things. Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha and a Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Gemar Din. But you see from earlier in the Mishnah, it doesn't have to be the same Kohen Gadol. It could be two different people. Im Adshalei Nigmar Dinai Meis Kohen Gadol Uminu Acher Tachta V'Lachar Mikein Nigmar Dinai Chayzer B'Misasei Shalsheini. There has to be a Kohen Gadol, but it doesn't have to necessarily be the same Kohen Gadol. But a Kohen Gadol has to be there, B'Shas Ritzicha, and also B'Shas Gemar Din. So it comes out we have three Shitas over here. Rashi Shita is, no, it's enough with a Kohen Gadol to be there, B'Shas Gemar Din, and the whole Din of the Mishnah is only because we're talking about a case where they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol, B'Shas Gemar Din. The Ritva holds that there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that the Kohen Gadol is only Mechaper when there's no Shaychis in the Ritzicha to a Kohen Gadol. Say if the Kohen Gadol was the Reitzeach or the Nirtzach, and he says could be the reason of the Pasuk is because the Aveira so Chomer, and the Yesh Mefarshim is Mechadish that it's not enough to appoint another Kohen Gadol afterwards because there was no Kohen Gadol HaMechaper B'Shas Ritzicha. Rabbeinu Yohanesen Milunil speaks out a Chiddush Din over here that by a case of Kohen Gadol Shaharag, that's Eina Yotzei Misham La'olam, but when he dies, his own Misa is Mechaper on himself, that now we take his bones out of the Eir Miklat and bury them by Kivrei Avaisav. By Nigmar Dinai B'Lei Kohen Gadol, or Ahayrei Kohen Gadol, the Eina Yotzei Misham La'olam means that even their bones have to remain in their miklat. Eina Yotzei Misham La'olam. But Kohen Gadol Shaharag, his Misa is Mechaper on himself, that you can take his bones out. So it comes out an interesting thing, that the Mishnah said, one Lashon of Eina Yotzei Misham La'olam, but the din is mischalik. By Nigmar Dinei B'lei Kohen Gadol and Ha'hayrei Kohen Gadol, the Eina Yotzei Misham La'olam is literally La'olam, even La'achar Misasai. Masha'en Kein by Kohen Gadol Shaharag, the Eina Yotzei Misham La'olam is only B'chayav. But La'achar Misasai, we will take his dead body to the Kivrei Avaisav. The Mishnah continues, Veina Yotzei Loyle Eidos Mitzvah, Veloyle Eidos Mamain, Veloyle Eidos Nefashais. That he can't go out to say an Eidos. The Shvus Yaakov in Chele Gimel, Simon Kuf Mem Zayin is Medayak from the Mishnah, that Be'etzem he's Kosher Le Eidos, just that he's not allowed to leave. The Shoyal over there in the Shvus Yaakov Nemdon, that somebody that killed B'Shoigeg is Pasul Le'edos. And the Chayra, he's coming from the Gemara on Yudamid Beis, which says that Mershoim Yetze Resha, that Pasuk of Mershoim Yetze Resha is referring to somebody that killed once, B'shoigeg, so Mershoim Yetze Resha will come out another story that he'll kill B'shoigeg. So the Pasuk labels him a Rasha. If the Pasuk labels him a Rasha, he should be Pasuk Le'edus. But, says the Shvus Yankiv, that from this Mishnah you see not like that. You see that the only reason why he can't say Eidos is only because he can't leave. But Be'etzem, a Hechsher Eidos, he has. And the Gilyonei Ashas explains that Le'inin Psul Eidos, we need that he should be called a Rasha in the Lashon HaTorah. But from this Drasha of Mershoim Yetzei Resha, we only find that he's called a Rasha B'divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Torah B'divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan. Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung Zatzal, the Rav HaRashi of Montreal, said over that when he was the Beichin for Bachrim to get into Chachmei Lublin, when he would farher a Bachar on Makis, he would ask them to bring a Raya from somewhere in Makis, whether or not someone who killed B'shoigeg is Nifsal Le'edus. And the Raya was from this Mishnah that, yes, he is Kosher Le'edus, just that he's not allowed to leave. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Va'afilu Sar Tzva Yisrael K'yoyo Ben Tzeruya Eina Yaitse Misham La'olam Shenemar Asher Na Shama Sham Tehei Dirasai Sham Tehei Misasai Sham Tehei Kvurasai. The question is that if Klal Yisrael needs him, so it's a question of Pikuach Nefashais of Klal Yisrael. So why can't he leave to save Klal Yisrael? It's Pikuach Nefashais. Pikuach Nefashais is Decha Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Arsameach wants to learn up from a Rambam in Perek Zayin, Milchus Reitzeach Halacha Ches, that says, Hagoyle Eina Yotzei Meir Miklotoi. The Rambam says that he can't leave even to save a nefesh, and if he left, hiter atzmei lemisa. Zokdar Sameach, that the Rambam is coming to be miyashiv, how come we don't say pikuach nefesh is doicha d'isser yitzia from the Miklot? Zokdar Rambam, because it's hiter atzmei lemisa. By him going out, he's being matter himself, Lemisa, through the Goyal Adam. Zokdar Sameach, v'kivan shehut ardamei l'goyal Adam, ein loy lahachnis atzmai afilu l'sofik sakona avur hatzolas chaveiroi misakona vadois. A person should not put himself even into a matzav of sofik sakona in order to save his friend from a sakona vadois. Not like the Kesef Mishnah says, at the end of Parak Aleph Mehilchus Reitzeach V'Shem Da'agoyis Maimonis, that a person is Mechuyev to be Machnis himself into a Sofik Sakana to save somebody else, which the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Tam is because the Hatzalah is Vadai and he's a Sofik. Since the other person is in a Sakana Vadoyis, and by him it's only a Sofik, he's Mechuyev to put himself into a Sofik Sakana to save himself from a Vadai Sakana. Zokdar Sameach, no. In the Rambam over here, the Rambam is telling us that because there's a hitter atzmai lemisa, by him leaving, he's being matter himself to the Goyal Adam killing him, ein loy lahachnis atzmai lesafik sakona avur the sakona vadois of his chaver. Next inyan. The Mishnah said that what's the reason that if after Gemar Din the Kohen Gadol dies, he doesn't go to Golos? Some of that already went to Golos goes out now through the Misas Kohen Gadol. So certainly somebody that didn't go to Golos yet, Avada the Misas Kohen Gadol, should two wife, then he shouldn't have to go to Golos. Frak the Gemara, Vidilma hai de Gola, ichbar lei, hai de loi Gola loi. But maybe somebody that went to Golos already had a kapara. But this person that didn't go to Golos, he didn't have his kapara. On that the Gemara says, Midi Golos ko mechapra, Misas Kayin hu de mechapra. Do you think it's the Golos that's mechaper? It's the Misas Kayin that's mechaper. So this Gemara sounds like The galus is not what's mechaper, it's the misas kain that's mechaper. Frektaisvis, it's a tema. Because the Gemara said earlier on that base of Mitbeis that heim shaloy osu maisa liglu ki hechi de tahabi luhu kapara. Alma galus mechaperes. The Gemara on Beis Hamidbei said that Rabbi Yochanan wanted to make a kal v'chomer to explain why Edom Zayman that testify on someone that he's chayiv galus, that they don't go to galus. That what? That madach, somebody that killed somebody else b'mezid. He did a maisa b'mezid, he doesn't go to galus. So they, who didn't do a maisa, let them go to galus, even b'mezid, in order that they should get a kapara. So you see from that Gemara that Golos is Mechaper. On that, Zaktaisis and the Ritva, that the Gemara means not that Golos is not Mechaper at all. Avada Golos is Mechaper. But Golos is not Mechaper on him to be Machser him, to pater him from the Goel Adam. It's Misas Kohen Gadol that makes that Kapara. The kapara to pater him from galus is what we're talking about. And that only the Misas Kayin Gadol does. Frekt Aruch Laner, that it's still Tzarech Bir. Even if you're going to say that the final kapara, the kapara that makes him be able to return, is the Misas Kayin Gadol. But Lemaisa, it's Mavur in the Gemara Beis and Beis that the galus is also Mechaper. So still, what's Abaye's Kal V'chomer? Maybe the only time he's able to return with Misas Kayin Gadol is only if he had the Kapara of Golus that's being Mitztarif with the Kapara of Misas Kayin Gadol. But somebody that didn't go to Golus at all, he only has Misas Kayin Gadol. Since we see that Golus is also Mechaper, so it's true that the Misas Kayin Gadol is the Makkah B'Patish. That's what allows you to come back. A person could be in Golos for years, and still he can come back. And he could be in Golos for a day, and the Misas Kayin Gadol is Mechaper, he could come back. So it's true. The Misas Kayin Gadol, you see, that's the Makkah B'Patish that gives you that final Kapara that you could come back. But we're not taking away from the fact that the Golos is also Mechaper. That's a Gemara on Beis Amid Beis. So still, what's Abaye's Kal V'chomer? Maybe only when you have the Tziruf of Golos with Misas Kayin Gadol. So then you have your Kapara. Masha Enke, and somebody that didn't go to Golos yet at all, who says Misas Kayin Gadol alone is Mechaper. So Abdarach Laner, that the Pshat is that we find this Musig also by Asham Talui. That by Asham Talui, there's a din that Kol Zman, it's not known to him that he did the Avera Bevadai, so he has to bring the Asham Talui as a Kaparas Tliya. It's Toile, it's Megan on him from Yisurim. But Avada, once he finds out Bevadai that he was Chayte, then he has to bring a Chatos. So too over here, the Golos is Mechaper on him that Kol Zman, the Kohen Gadol did not die yet, the Golos is Megan on him from Yisurim. It's a Kaparas Tliya. Because he was Chayte in this great Chet of killing someone B'Shegeg. And then with the Misas Kohen Gadol, then he has a Kapara Gemura. So it's very good that Golos is called a Kapara, but still, Abaye's Kal V'chomer is very good. Because by Asham Talui also the din is that let's say it was Noida Loi Shechata before he brought the Asham Talui, then he only brings the Chatos. He doesn't need any more the Kapara of the Asham Talui. So too over here, once the Kapara Gemura of the Misas Kayin came about, before the Kaparas Tliya of Golos, then he doesn't need any more that Kaparas Tliya of Golos. Next Ta'ara, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Naktino Nigmar Dino Yumeis Meilichin Esatzmois of Lisham. Dechsiv Loshav Loshavis Baretz Admois HaKayin Veizu Yeshiva Shiva Aretz Havayim Rezu Kvura. So Abaye is telling us that if a person had a Gemara Din and then he died, we bring his bones to the Ir Miklat. Zakhtar Rashash, that from here you see that there's a concept of kapara, even lemesim. He's dead already. Why are you bringing his bones there? You see that there's a musig of kapara, even lemesim, and this is a mikar for the halacha in Eirachayim, Simen, Tav Reish Chaf Aleph, Sif Vav, that says, Nagu Lidar Tzedakos B'yemaki Purim Ba'ad HaMesim, U'mazkirin Nishmaiseihem Da HaMesim Gamken Yeshlehem Kapara B'yemaki Purim. The minig is to be Noider Tzedakos and Yom Kippur for the Mesim, and we're Mazkir Nishmaiseihem because the Mesim also have Kapara on Yom Kippur. Dr. Rashash, we see a Mikar to that Musig, that there's such a thing as kapara lemesim from our Gemara that says Ma'ilichin es atzmaisav l'sham. We mentioned in the Shir on Daf Yud that our Sameach brings a raya from this Gemara that the Indian of Galus is not just to be safe from the Goyal Hadam, but rather it's an Indian of kapara, because once he's dead, it's not Shayach HaGoyal Adam anymore, and still we're saying, Ma'ilichin es atzmaisav l'sham. Al karchach galus is the inin of kapara, not like the Marsha said on Daf Yud Amid Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.